just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 6, presented by Hooters and by Bill Curry Ford. Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford, writes the $1,000 checks to the winners of every Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League annually. That's both leagues in 2021. There is never an entry fee to play in any of my leagues, either the podcast league or my personal league, the foundation. Thanks to Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry in Tampa for his continuing support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. You can also listen to Sean's football podcast via joebucksfan.com. And when you're in the market for a new or a new pre-owned vehicle, go introduce yourself to Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford. And if you can't find him, ask for Grace Thomas. She can track him down. Introduce yourself as a listener of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. You will connect with Sean immediately, and he will then listen to your needs as it relates to a new or a pre-owned vehicle. Thanks to Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford for playing and writing the checks for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Sean would want me to tell you, if he wins the podcast league, and granted, there are two, he can't win both, he doesn't write a check. He defends his money as a common contestant like Ben Stein back when Jimmy Kimmel was just a sidekick on Comedy Central. My email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Stop emailing me about Derrick Henry. Let me channel my Bill Belichick. We're on to the next thing. I already talked about that podcast. I did an entire podcast about that. If you listen to it, might want to listen to it again. I miss Derrick Henry too. Already covered that ground. We're on to the next game. All right. Week 9. And this is also coming from a Cowboys fan who had an entire AMC movie theater to himself to watch the out-of-market game between the Broncos and the Cowboys. It was the one time this year that I was not able to watch the Cowboys essentially on free over-the-air or cable television or live, because I attended the Giants game as a guest of the Cowboys in their Ring of Honor suite. So I had an entire movie theater to myself. At some point, I'll post the photos on my Instagram at ToddWright2121. And at least I was comfortable and didn't have to deal with anybody else rooting for the Broncos or saying how bad the Dallas Cowboys stunk, because they stunk. But you know what? I mean, look at all these mid-season flops from the teams with the best record in the NFL. It has happened the last 2 weeks. I guess you can go a week before that. But Cowboys stunk week 9. Bills stunk week 9. Bucks stunk week 8. Rams stunk week 9. Bengals stunk week 8. It continued to fester into week 9. Who else fell victim to it? I know the Ravens had a horrible game in there somewhere. I guess right before the bye week, right? Week 7. Long season. And much like I as a Cowboy fan, because the blame was all over the place, Diggs, bad game. Entire defense, bad game. Dan Quinn, bad game. Kellen Moore, bad game. Ezekiel Elliott, bad game. Replacement left tackle, bad game. Dak, bad game. Lamb, bad game. Cooper, bad game. Pollard, drop, bad game. Yeah, plenty to go around. And I'm sure Bills fans can do the same thing with their performance in losing to the Jaguars. In fantasy for week 9, throw it out. I'm serious. I mean, I'm going to go through the top 10 boards here based on my 21st century standard scoring. Throw it out. I'm going to tell you if I see anything that is meaningful, anything that means anything. I think in general, it's a week to forget. Cowboys fans want to forget it. Bills fans want to forget it. Rams fans want to forget it. Most fantasy owners want to forget it as well. Some of the lowest numbers I've seen across the board commissioning all my leagues for total scores. There were 4 teams on bye. It really only impacted a couple of teams that had players off, obviously the Bucks. DeAndre Swift sat. That was significant because he's a worthy starting running back. All right, but let's just run down the boards. Quarterback first, Justin Herbert, QB1 last week. All right. Well, that's been a pattern that Herbert has been just sort of outside the top 5, a worthy QB1 through half the season. Lamar Jackson was 2. Thank goodness I had something going this week because I'm heavily invested in Lamar Jackson. Couple more picks, though. Those are costing me. Jackson was QB2 in my 21st century scoring settings standard. Matt Ryan was QB3. Now, that would stand out on its own if all this other shit didn't happen. Carson Wentz, QB4, speaking of self-inflicted wounds, especially from the previous week when I put him in for Lamar, he threw a pick 6 and then threw another pick, cost me 6 total. Josh Johnson for the Jets, garbage time, QB4 for the week, tied with Wentz. Kirk Cousins, QB6. Vikings lose again. I told you they're going to blow up that whole thing. Teddy B. Hey, he played well. He actually threw downfield. QB7. Dak Prescott, QB8. Garbage time points. Jimmy G, QB9. Anyone running out to roster and plug and play Jimmy G? Granny got Kittle back. We're going to talk about that. Fields, QB10. The Bears actually having a chance to win that bizarre Monday game against Pittsburgh is still something I can't fathom. I mean, Pittsburgh won it, but I guess it just shows Pittsburgh's going to be one and out in the playoffs. You let the Bears hang around at home? Wide receiver / tight end. Is that Elijah Moore, #1 in my scoring settings for the week? Probably not in your starting lineup. I don't think it was on anybody's roster in most of my leagues. I'm just going to call him Olamide Z for the Falcons, 17.8. Calvin Ridley owners are like, you're kidding me, right? Yeah. Mooney, Chicago. Wide receiver 3. Devontae Smith even scored in week 9. That's why you throw it out. Mooney and Smith were tied for wide receiver 3. Pat Freiermuth. Now, I know for those of you in tight end mandatory leagues, you're like, hey, I like Pat Freiermuth. I own him. Yeah. But the fact that he's wide receiver tight end 5. Malik Turner, Cowboys. Wouldn't know him if he knocked on my door. Garbage time, 2 scores, 15.3, wide receiver, tight end, 6. Donovan Peoples-Jones. Now, he's done this twice in the last, 3 or 4 weeks. All right, so I am going to highlight him because the Browns seemingly don't have anybody else to throw to downfield. I guess he's the guy. I don't think this isn't Jamar Chase, though. This isn't sustainable. But he can run. And Baker will look for him when he can run. I mean, one was a Hail Mary. But I'm mentioning he's been in the top 10 twice in the last either 3 or 4 weeks. Patrick for the Broncos. Okay. A rosterable guy. Wide receiver, tight end, 8. George Kittle, 14.1. Wide receiver, tight end, 9. Yeah, there's value in Kittle. We all know that. Jefferson, thank goodness. There's a name. I invest in Jefferson. There's a name we all know. Okay. Yeah. Finally, a name. Really, right? The only name you would expect to see in the top 10 this year of wide receiver tight ends from week 9. Jefferson, 14 points. Wide receiver tight end, 10. So the only thing, okay, well, let's do the running backs, and then we'll just wrap this up. Again, you throw this out. James Conner. Now, a couple weeks ago, I thought about trying to make a deal, and actually I was just turned down on the foundation of the deal with one of the owners of James Conner. It disproves the theory. Granted, they had Colt McCoy, so Conner plays more of a role. But 3 touchdowns, 35.3 points per game. You had James Conner last week, you won. That simple. You can email me if you had James Conner in your starting lineup and you didn't win. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. It's almost like the Alvin Kamara Christmas miracle. I want to hear from someone who either beat James Conner last week or who owns James Conner and lost last week and you had to play him. Don't email me and say, well, I didn't play him. All right, well, that's your own fault. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. If you were involved in a game with James Conner in a starting lineup and the team with James Conner didn't win, I'd like to know who you are. 35.3. Now, I guess if, let's say your opponent had James Conner, but you had Taylor, okay, maybe. Taylor, 32. Taylor's the new Derrick Henry, by the way. He is. Closest thing we got. Nick Chubb, who just before this podcast I found out COVID, probably out this week. 28.3, multiple touchdowns. Joe Mixon scores every week. Seriously, scores every week. Joe Mixon, RB4. Naeem Hines. Didn't we go through this last year right about this time? But Taylor still scored 32. Hines gets 16.8. Granted, it was the Jets. I talk about matchups being overrated. I think you can pretty much play guys against the Jets. Yeah. Not shitty guys, but fringe guys or starters. Yeah, you play them against the Jets. Alvin Kamara, RB6. Thanks for a name we know. Although we've known Taylor, Chubb, Connor's been great. Melvin Gordon, I don't know what got into the Broncos last week against the Cowboys. Wow. I mean, the Broncos look great. Granted, the Cowboys did nothing right. The Broncos did very little wrong. Dominant. Gordon, RB7. I still don't think it means anything. Freeman, 14.3. That might mean something. I just don't know how long he'd keep it up. He's going to get dinged. He always does. Najee Harris, touch monster. Maybe we should rephrase that. Touching the football. 13.8, RB9. Continues to be a rock-solid starter. And let's end with a familiar name. Cordarrelle keeps doing it. Why are the Falcons even playing Mike Davis at running back? Patterson, 13.6, although Olamide Z got too much of his action for me. All right, so most of those names are insignificant to most of us. Now, there's a segment that NFL Fantasy Live does on NFL Network says that doesn't help anybody. That's actually wrong. When a non-roster player scores a touchdown, you know who it helps? It helps the opponent of the team who has players in their starting lineup on the team where the non-roster player, obscure player scored. It does help someone. So I'll give you an example. When Naeem Hines, I guess Hines is on some rosters. I'm going to do Olamide Z for the Falcons. So when Olamide Z scores for the Falcons, you can't say that helps nobody. That hurts me because I have Cordarrelle Patterson and I want Patterson to get that touchdown. See? So to say that helps no one, wrong. It helps the owner of the team opposing the more likely star player who would otherwise score that touchdown within that NFL team. Just wanted to point out the flaw in that NFL Fantasy Live segment. They do a lot of creative stuff, though. They do. And I enjoy watching it when I'm on the elliptical at the gym. Yeah. Okay. That's enough for now. Throw out week 9. Throw it out. I hope the Cowboys do. I would imagine the Bills fans and the Bills feel the same way. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters and Bill Curry Ford. We'll talk to you later this week.